At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Everybody, welcome into the Hank Haney Podcast. It's Minnesota Tim Peroshka recording with you at 12:26 a.m. Midwest Central Time in the great state of Minnesota. You can find this podcast on YouTube by subscribing and following the Minnesota Tim page on YouTube. That's where the Hank Haney Podcast is posted to YouTube sometimes. I occasionally post videos of recording the Hank Haney Podcast with Hank, the Great Predictor sometimes, and myself. This time it's just me. So you can go to YouTube and watch this podcast on YouTube. Just follow the Minnesota Tim page and you'll be able to watch this video and last week's video as well. So the things that I wanted to touch on today. So I wanted to touch on the betting lines for the final round of the Sony Open. I talked about that last week as well, getting you ready for the final round. So I'm going to do that again in the final segment. I wanted to talk about the amount of competitive balance there is on the PGA Tour. And a lot of people talk about how many dominant players there are on the PGA Tour and how it's great to have competitive balance on the PGA Tour. And I just want to share my thoughts about that. I want to talk about why competitive balance is an awful thing for professional sports leagues like the PGA Tour. I want to talk about the myth of competitive balance. That's coming up soon. And then I also wanted to touch on what I'm about to touch on now. So one of the biggest things in golf this week has been the Justin Thomas controversy. It's been a topic that's just been surrounding the sport of golf. And a phrase you often hear about Justin Thomas, especially when he was younger, and you still hear it to this day. I just saw an article the other day. It was referencing a different player, but the overall concept was the same. It was talking about attitude. Okay. It was talking about attitude. And nothing, well, that's not true. There's things that grind my gears more than people talking about attitude. But there is nothing more lazy. There's nothing more false. There's nothing more guessworthy, if that's even a word. There's nothing more assuming than analyzing somebody's attitude through a television screen. Because here's the deal, okay? when we're analyzing some of the top players' attitude, specifically Justin Thomas, you often hear this with John Rahm, you're seeing a golf shot. You're seeing them for about 15 to 20 seconds while this golf shot is happening. What you're not seeing is after the golf shot. You're not seeing them walking down the fairway, walking on the green. They're probably chatting it up with other players. They're probably chatting up with their caddy. Heck, even when there's fans there, some players might be even chatting it up with the fans. So this idea, okay, that Justin Thomas, John Rahm, those kinds of players needed attitude improvements to begin with and have completely worked on their attitude and made it an advantage in their game. It's completely, that's all guess. That's all guesswork. There is no data. There is no analytics. That is just completely guessing. And that's what players like to say. The article that I read earlier was about Mark Leishman. Mark Leishman had a bunch of terrible finishes outside of the top 40. And he was having a good week in the Sony Open because he switched putters. And, you know, there was a reporter that asked Mark Leishman about why he's playing better. And Mark Leishman talked about his attitude. He talked about his attitude improvement. He talked about working on his attitude. And how lazy of a take is that? When people talk about attitude, they have absolutely no idea what to say. So they just say the most common denominator. It's an attitude thing. When it's an attitude thing, it means an announcer has no idea what to say. When it's an attitude thing, it means a player has no idea why he's playing better. Because is attitude important? Absolutely. 100% it is. Can you improve your attitude? Absolutely. But can you be fiery like John Rahm? Can you be vocal like Justin Thomas? Of course, hopefully being vocal in a different way. Not the way he was in the Century Tournament of Champions. Yes. Can you be vocal like the greatest player the game of golf has ever seen? Tiger Woods. Yes, you can. So, attitude is guesswork. And I get tired and just sick of hearing people talking about it. Sick of hearing people talking about Justin Thomas and John Rahm improving their attitude. Because here's the deal. A couple of years ago, Justin Thomas was being applauded and rewarded for his improvements in his attitude. But what just happened last week in the Century Tournament of Champions? Didn't that just prove that Justin Thomas hasn't come as far as you think he has with his attitude adjustments, with his attitude improvements? I think it does. Heck, he just lost Ralph Lauren. He just lost one of the best polos, one of the best sponsorships in regards to clothing there is in life, there is on the PGA Tour. Nah, I don't know. I just get, it's a pet peeve, really. It's a pet peeve. Attitude. You have no idea what you're talking about. All right, coming up next on the Hank Haney podcast, I want to dive into the competitive balance there is on the PGA Tour and the myth associated with competitive balance. But first, go to voodoopanleaf.com right now for a free two-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. It will take care of your aches, it will take care of your pains, and it will take care of you. The product is patented. Hank is offering a free two-week supply of the product. And once you're a returning customer, because you will be, when you're a returning customer, Hank also offers a free money-back guarantee. So go to VoodooPaintLeafCream.com right now, VoodooPaintLeaf.com, excuse me, and take full advantage of this amazing offer that Hank has offered for you. He wants to help people. Hank loves helping people. And he knows this product will help you. That's why he created it. So go to VoodooPaintLeaf.com right now and take full advantage of this free 2-week supply. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough. That we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so what I want to dive into next is this idea of competitive balance on the PGA Tour. Competitive balance, not just on the PGA Tour, but competitive balance in all sports. People talk about the NFL, NBA. A lot of people complain about the lack of competitive balance there is in the NBA. LeBron James, how many finals has he been to? I mean, he's been to so many finals. The only finals he missed was his first year with the Los Angeles Lakers. Other than that, he's been to every finals since like 2011 when he played the Dallas Mavericks. Think about that. A lot of people complain about the lack of competitive balance there is in the NBA. A lot of people complain. Well, that's not true. A lot of people applaud the PGA Tour. Writers, columnists, a lot of people applaud the PGA Tour, announcers, for the competitive balance there is. The amount of dominant players, the amount of players that can win any given week. And the Sony Open is a perfect example of this. I looked at the leaderboard and I looked at the world golf ranking for the top four entering the final round of the Sony Open. Right now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 players tied for fourth or better in the Sony Open. So I looked up their world golf ranking. I looked up, okay, the PGA Tour loves to tout this competitive balance deal. So where are these players in the world golf ranking on the PGA Tour? Another thing the PGA Tour likes to tout is the amount of opportunities there are, the amount of playing opportunities there are on the PGA Tour for these kinds of players. Because this is fact. There are two players in the top 10 of the world golf rankings, Webb Simpson and Colin Morikawa. And neither player is dominant. Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship last year and the Workday Charity Classic, which are two amazing wins. I mean, for a player that young to have already played like that at such a young age is fascinating, and it's remarkable, and it's a great start to his career. Webb Simpson, he wins probably once or twice a year. I think he won twice last year on the PGA Tour. So this tournament doesn't have any top players. Webb Simpson, Colin Morikawa, fifth in the world, eighth in the world, but I don't consider them dominant. I'm not starstruck. I'm not, you know, making sure I see every single shot of Colin Morikawa and Webb Simpson. You know, if I miss a shot, big deal. But here's the list of the eight players in the top four or better entering the final round. You got Brendan Steele, Kevin Na, Joaquin Niemann, Peter Melnati, Charlie Hoffman, Russell Henley, Stuart Sink, Chris Kirk. Okay. Those are the eight players tied for fourth or better. Now, let me run through the world golf ranking. And let's see if you can guess which player I'm referring to. Who do you think is 145th in the world golf rankings? I'll give you a second. Which of those players is 145th in the world golf rankings? Charlie Hoffman. Which player is 130th in the world golf rankings? I'll give you a second. Stuart Sink. Chris Kirk, 263rd in the world golf rankings. Brendan Steele, 114th. Kevin Na, 38th. Joaquin Niemann, 31st. Did I say Peter Melnati yet? 169th. Russell Henley, 58th. These are the players in contention in the Sony Open. How many eyes are going to be on Golf Channel Sunday while the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns are playing? How many people are going to switch off the NFL during the most important time of year to watch Chris Kirk, 263rd player in the world, battle Brendan Steele, 114th player in the world? This idea of competitive balance is complete bullcrap. Nobody cares. No one cares besides their relatives, besides their close family. And let me tell you something. Sports isn't socialism. Not everyone's going to succeed. In sports, there are going to be failures. In sports, there are going to be people that don't make it. In professional sports, this isn't fifth grade basketball. There are no participation trophies. If you don't make it, you're a damn salesman. So quit feeling bad for these professional athletes. Oh, you know, they got families to feed. So does everybody. But let me tell you something. If I was commissioner on the PGA Tour, I'm not creating opportunities for this crap. I'm not creating opportunities to watch the 263rd player in the world battle the 145th player in the world, because nobody's going to watch. The average of all those players. So I added up the numbers and I took the average of those eight players battling it out in the final round of the Sony Open, the second tournament of the year in the 2021 calendar. The big one in Hawaii, in Waialae. The average ranking And tell me this isn't a Korn Ferry event. I dare you. The average ranking, 118th. 118th. You've got to be kidding me. 118th. Sports isn't socialism. You don't need to create opportunities for all these players. This competitive balance thing is a myth. This is competitive balance, okay? The Sony Open is an example of competitive balance. Would you rather watch this or would you rather watch Tiger Woods? And you'd rather watch Tiger Woods. And that's the same thing in all sports, okay? Tom Brady has 6 Super Bowl rings. Ben Roethlisberger has 2. Peyton Manning has 2. Aaron Rodgers has 1. Sports, honestly, is pretty predictable. You know which teams are going to be elite in the NFL. You knew the Green Bay Packers would be great this season as long as Aaron Rodgers stayed healthy. You knew the Kansas City Chiefs would be the Super Bowl favorites this year if Patrick Mahomes stayed healthy. You knew the Buccaneers would be relevant because they got Tom Brady. Those are all predictable storylines. Now, what happens when they face each other? Who really knows? That part is unpredictable. But the elite is predictable. People want to watch the elite. People want to watch the best of the best. People aren't interested in the NFL or in the NBA in watching the worst teams perform on the biggest stage. They want to watch the best. They want to watch something special. They want to watch something magnificent. What made Tiger Woods' 2019 Masters so amazing is that Tiger is elite. He's the best of the best, and he had to overcome a bunch of crap to get to that point. And he did it on golf's biggest stage. And now I'm over here talking about the Sony Open. A bunch of players on the PGA Tour trying to make a living. Good for them. I would be doing the same thing. I'd be doing the same thing. But don't be offended if nobody wants to watch you play either. Don't be offended if you don't get as many playing opportunities. I don't know. I hate it when people talk about the amount of competitive players, the dominant players on the PGA Tour, and how that's great for the game. It's not great for the game. You know what's great for the game? Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. You know what's great for the NBA? LeBron James, Michael Jordan. You know what's great for the NFL? Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. You know what's great for the NHL? Connor McDavid and Wayne Gretzky. You know what's not great for those sports leagues? Below average players. And that's what the Sony Open is presenting. That's just what it is. I'm telling it like it is. That's truth. I need to take a break. I need to catch my breath. I'm fired up. Go to HaneyUniversity.com where you can find Hank's free daily golf tips. These free daily golf tips are going to help you improve your game. Hank has a newsletter coming out daily. I just watched a video on thin shots. Now, I'm in the great state of Minnesota. I can't play outside. But what I can do is improve mentally. I can improve my attitude. I can learn how to stop hitting thin shots. So follow the Haney University newsletter for free. Free daily golf tips right to your email. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll be right back on the Hank Haney podcast with bets you should make for the final round. And this week, I'm starting a new segment. Stay tuned.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm back on the Hank Haney Podcast, Minnesota Timber Rush, with you on this Sunday, getting you ready for the final round of the Sony Open. Not that anyone's going to watch anyway. My guarantees of the week. Webb Simpson, I guarantee that he would pinch in the top 10. He's one shot out of the top 10 right now, entering the final round. It's a big week. It's a big Sunday for Minnesota Tim. Last week, I guaranteed that Justin Thomas would win, and he finished one shot outside the playoff. So I was close, but I lost. A loss is a loss. Webb Simpson's minus 13. Inside the top 10 is minus 14. He's right in the mix. He's close. So I need Webb Simpson to gain a little ground to make my guarantee come true. But the other guarantee I had this week, the Sony Open will have less than a 0.20 rating. Nobody's going to watch. Last week at least had the top nine out of the top 10 players in the world golf ranking. So last week had a little something. Last week had the stars. And that's kind of weird that last week has the stars in the Century, which is in Hawaii, and this week in the Sony Open, which is also in Hawaii, doesn't have the stars. I find it odd that if you're in Maui, which is where the Century is, why wouldn't you go to where this tournament is in Honolulu? Maybe it's far. I don't know. I guess I don't know Hawaii very well, but it just seems like something that would make sense. A trip to Hawaii is, 12 hours by airplane anyway. Why wouldn't you just travel a couple hours to Honolulu to play in another golf tournament? I don't know. All right, so the new segment I wanted to start this week. People talk about the golf ball going too far. And this week, That's the segment I'm starting this week. This week in the golf ball goes too far. Nate Lashley, plus 9, missed cut. Tyler McCumber, plus 5, missed cut. Parker McLaughlin, plus 5, missed cut. Brandon Grace, plus 4. Ryu Ishikawa, plus 4. Davis Love III, plus 3. Yeah, golf ball goes too far for these guys. Jimmy Walker, plus 2. Vijay Singh, plus 2. I didn't even know he was playing. Brant Snedeker, there's a name, plus 2. Hunter Mahan, plus 2. Russell Knox, even, missed cut. Kyle Stanley, even, missed cut. Yeah, these guys definitely want their golf ball rolled back. Keegan Bradley, PGA Championship winner, -1, miscut. Yeah, you better roll the golf ball back for these guys. You better roll back the equipment for these guys. They sure need it. Wai Yang, miscut, -2, 2009. PGA Championship winner in Hazeltine. Wai Yang, let's go. Abraham Answer, -3, miscut. Taylor Gooch, -3, miscut. Huh. Something's telling me that these players don't want their golf ball rolled back or their equipment rolled back because the game isn't too easy for them. So that segment was this week in The Golf Ball Goes Too Far. Guys at the bottom of the leaderboard. All right, final round bets. What should you make? Brendan Steele, he's the big storyline because last year he blew it. He choked on the final hole. He knocked his ball about 45 yards out of bounds. Couldn't find his ball. The final two holes took about 45 minutes to complete in the Sony Open, which was just the most boring golf tournament. It was just awful. I was lying in my grave watching the Sony Open last year. It was just unbelievable. So golf bets you could make. So I'm looking at the Sony Open leaderboard. I'm looking at the names on the top, and honestly, I don't know if I have much for you. Because what am I supposed to say here? Yeah, put all your money on Kevin Na. I have absolutely no confidence in Kevin Na. Put all your money in Joaquin Neiman. I guess I have somewhat confidence in Joaquin Neiman, but he's two shots back. Put all your confidence in Peter Melnati. Peter Melnati is the 169th player in the world. How am I supposed to sit behind a microphone and say that with honesty? I can't. Charlie Hoffman, Masters round one leader every year, except for last year when he didn't make it into the Masters. Tied for fourth. 145th player in the world. Okay, what would I do? I'm looking at the lines. Brendan Steele's the favorite. He's two shots ahead of everybody at plus 350. Not a whole lot of bang for your buck on that one. If I was a betting man, so like I talked about last week, Joaquin Neiman, he's plus 450 to win. So if you put $100 on him, you win a 450. If you put $100 on Brendan Steele, you win 350. But here's the thing. Here's the beauty about betting on golf. You could put $100 on Joaquin Neiman. You could put $100 on Brendan Steele. And if Brendan Steele wins, you still win. You still gross $150 because you're putting in you're putting in $200, and if Brendan Steele wins, you get $350. So if I was a betting man, I might even do some of this stuff here. But look at this, okay? Think about this. There are opportunities here. The three bets that I would make, and I would just pray that Brendan Steele doesn't win. Brendan Steele plus 350. Joaquin Neiman plus 450. Okay. I talked about those two bets already. And the third one, Kevin Na, who's also two shots back, plus 700. Here's the deal. This is what you need to do. Okay. This is what I would do. This is my guarantee. Nah, I don't want to say guarantee. There's money on the line. This is my three. This is my final round bet, I guess you'll call it. My final round take. My take for the final round. I don't know how to structure that. I would put $100 on Brendan Steele, $100 on Joaquin Neiman, and $100 on Kevin Na. So $300 total. If either of those three players win, the worst you could do is net $50 because of Brendan Steele. But the best you could do is netting $400 if Kevin Na at plus 700, two shots back of the lead, wins the golf tournament. Just saying. Those would be my bets of the week for the final round. Brendan Steele, Joaquin Neiman, Kevin Na, $100 on each. If either of those guys win, you make some money. The worst you could do is plus $50. That's my bet of the week. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Hank Haney Podcast. It's 12:54 a.m. I was fired up this late at night or this early in the morning. Whatever one you want to call it. Thanks for tuning in. Follow the Hank Haney Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow Hank on Twitter at Hank Haney. Follow me at Tim Peroshka. Listen to this on YouTube by following the Minnesota Tim YouTube page. Follow Steve Johnson on Twitter at GreatPredictor1. Go to VoodooPanelleaf.com for a free two-week supply and go to HaneyUniversity.com for free daily golf tips sent directly to your email. Stay safe, stay healthy, enjoy the podcast, enjoy NFL weekend, enjoy the Sony Open if you're watching.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.